Howdy, partners, mommies, daddies, children, and babies. Welcome back to another episode of the Lords of Dogtown podcast. We got the Lords of Dogtown here. We got me, myself, and I, your host, Ayotomatic. We got D-True, we got Pat, we got D-True's sister, we got Joey T on the mic. Can't wait to bring you this special episode brought to you by Budweiser Light. And a couple of Miller Weiser lights as well. It's game day. And it's been a while. But I'm back. Wanted to let y'all hear my thoughts on the Georgia-Tennessee game today. 3:30, CBS. It's a big game. It is a top five matchup with Tennessee being ranked number one and Georgia being ranked number one as well. I don't want to hear anything about this college football playoff committee picking Tennessee as number one. Until another team wins a national championship, the Georgia Bulldogs are number one. I don't want to hear anything about defending. We're not defending shit. We are the mountaintop. If you want to get there, get there. But I don't think you can. You got to score 45 points to win this game. You couldn't even score 45 points when our defense sucked. What do you think is going to happen today, dude? You're going to score 45 points on a top five defense? You haven't played a top five defense. You haven't played anybody. Bama sucks. Bama almost lost to Texas A&M and Texas. Two terrible teams. They finally fell to Tennessee at home in a wild game that I'll bash on some SEC referees all day, but Bama, you don't deserve to cry about that. You've had way too many opportunities created for you by the refs. Tyler Simmons was onside. They admitted it. Shut up. You can't even beat Tennessee. Tennessee scored 44 on us last time they were here. We scored 51 with a terrible quarterback. We still got, I mean, it's Stetson, but whatever. It's fine. He's fine. If we had JT on the bench, I might be a little more confident. However, my school is better. My program is better. We have a winning culture. You know who doesn't have a winning culture? Tennessee. When is the last time Georgia played a regular season college football game on a Thursday night? Oh, wait. Georgia doesn't play on Thursday unless it's a bowl game. For some reason, it's on a Thursday. Tennessee did, and they have done it since. How am I supposed to take you seriously if you're playing on the same nights as MAC schools? How am I supposed to take you seriously when your baseball team was supposed to be the best of all time, the best college baseball team of all time? They didn't make it to fucking Omaha. They did not make it to Omaha. You're a baseball school now. And you didn't even go to Omaha. Now your savior, Josh Heupel, fat boy, fat boy lookalike, Hasbulla senior lookalike, he's going to lead you to the promised land? I don't think so, dude. You don't come into Sanford Stadium and score more than 44 points. And that's what you need to win. So, when you guys are all filing out at the end of the third quarter, when we put the lights on your ass and show you what you're really worth, when you all leave, cry. Cry. I want you to feel the pain. of being almost there, but not quite. It's what we've dealt with for the last 10 years. You guys have just been gutter trash. No expectations. Now, all of a sudden, you're good and you show out and start chirping. But when you lose, I implore you to go to McDonald's, get a Sprite, put it in a funnel, and butt chug it. Dogs, 41. Vols, 31.
It's time to go.
Here's D-True.
Spit your magic.
42 to 31. Let's fucking go, Dogs.
It's Joey T's prediction. Here's Pat.
38-24.
I'm going with 37-29.
Dogs.
And ladies last. Teacher sister Anna.
Whatever he said, we're going to win.
By how many points?
It might be close, but it won't be uncomfortably close.
This has been the Lords of Dogtown podcast, brought to you by Bud Light and a couple of Miller Lights.